Port Ward. Mayor Councillor Graham Moore. Phone 0400 167 844. Email g.moore, that's g.moore, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Ray Brown. Phone 0419 953 198. Email r.brown, that's r.brown, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Things are tracking nicely at Mount Cannibal. The walking track and public toilets at Mount Cannibal Flora and Fauna Reserve in Garfield are being upgraded. The reserve will be closed to the public during the works, which are expected to be complete by the end of March, weather permitting. The southern walking path is being resurfaced to help keep the track safe and to manage erosion. Several new steps will also be added on the northern track to reduce the height of the stairs and help with erosion issues. The reserve's sloping track makes it a popular spot with those wanting to get their heart rate pumping in the great outdoors. It features stunning scenic views, native plants and wildlife, barbecues, a picnic area, a swing set, and public toilets. Picture caption: Councillor Ray Brown and Councillor Graham Moore take in the beautiful surrounds of Mount Cannibal. End caption. Pavilion underway at Lang Lang. Works to construct a pavilion at Lang Lang Community and Recreation Precinct started in February and are well underway. The new pavilion will have accessible change rooms and amenities for netball, cricket, football and tennis, a gym, community space, kitchen, umpires facilities and storage space. Construction of the reserve's two ovals was completed last year. Grass on the ovals is expected to be established by the middle of the 2018-19 cricket season, subject to weather conditions. Picture caption: Councillor Graham Moore is excited about what's in store at Lang Lang Community and Recreation Precinct. End caption. Get active. Nanargoon Recreation Reserve. Get the heart pumping as you ride around the BMX track at this great reserve. If ball sports are more your thing, there's an oval, cricket nets, tennis courts and netball courts to host a game. A great place to visit and get active this autumn. Spencer Street, Nanargoon. Garfield Recreation Reserve. The kids will love the recently upgraded play space at this reserve. The skate park is great for skating and BMX riding. And don't forget to take the dog along when you visit. Garfield Recreation Reserve is also a designated off-leash park. You could also go for a run around the oval, ball one down the pitch in the cricket nets, have a hit on the tennis courts, train on the outdoor exercise station, or enjoy shooting some goals with friends on the netball courts. Picnic settings with barbecues make this spot a top choice. Beswick Street, Garfield. Get back to nature. Bunyip Native Sanctuary. Switching off from a busy week is easy at this quiet, relaxing reserve. You'll love the sanctuary's walking trails, rustic bridges, and the sound of Tea Tree Creek running through the reserve and into the Bunyip River. Take in the views of Bunyip State Park and Mount Cannibal, then take a break at the small picnic area near the car park off Doran Road. About 50 hectares in size, the sanctuary is an important ecological site. It has a 9-hectare carbon sink, an area of trees planted especially to absorb carbon emissions from Melbourne's southeast. It is also home to a variety of birds, marsupials, mammals, frogs, and reptiles. The sanctuary features lots of swampy woodland, an endangered vegetation type that is a favourite with ringtail possums. These possums in turn attract stunning, powerful owls. The sanctuary's biodiversity continues to be improved with regular weed control and revegetation activities. Doran Road, Bunyip.